Monthly report from the University of Wyoming. Chad Baldwin live on the air today, Director of Marketing and Communications for UW in Laramie. Chad, good morning. How are you today? How's Laramie?
Good morning, Duke. Doing great. It's a little snowy this morning, but that's what it's supposed to do this time of year.
That is what it does. That's what it does. Hey, so I spent Super Bowl Sunday in Utah, and I walked into a hotel lobby on Sunday, and I looked over, and they had, of course, the Super Bowl on the screen in the lobby. And the first thing I saw, the timing was perfect. The first thing I saw was that Josh Allen commercial from UW. And I was like, hey, that was kind of cool. And that UW ad went out and was part of the Super Bowl. What's your thoughts on it? Obviously, there's been some discussion on it and everything. What's been your thoughts so far since it aired?
Getting a lot of positive response from around the country, Duke. Primarily, of course, from our alumni, supporters of the university. We're delighted to see us out there. But, you know, we're also, you know, getting a pretty good attention to our website. People are still watching the video on YouTube, like over 100,000 views of it. Lots of positivity for sure. You know, it was a significant expenditure of the university's resources. We're going to be watching closely to see the return on investment. But at this point, we're encouraged.
You know, it certainly, if anything, you mentioned that the traffic it brought to your website, and to be determined on numbers as far as recruitment, that kind of stuff, of course. But just the exposure. I mean, you had J.J. Watt tweeting about the commercial, and it is inaccurate information, right? But it just kind of took it to the next level. I mean, you could tell that people were engaging with it.
Absolutely. It's, you know, not the kind of thing you see a higher education institution do very often, to advertise during the Super Bowl. It's kind of a bold move, but it's gotten attention. Of course, the man himself, Mr. Josh Allen, reposted it on his X account to his like 365,000 followers. The brand exposure alone, we estimate at least 10 million people saw it. It's a really cool message. It's really what UW is all about. And the exposure we got, both sort of, you know, the people who saw it directly during the game, and then people who've been chattering about it on social media.
Yeah. You mentioned the brand of the university, and the university has done such a good job in recent years of that brand, going back to the World Needs More Cowboys campaign and the great success that was. And it felt like this message just kind of really built on that. The world needs more Cowboys, come here to be the MVP, that kind of stuff. It really just fit together.
Absolutely, Duke. You know, that we're saying that we're the place where underdogs come to shine and real MVPs are made. You know, one little side note, I mean, if we had had more than 30 seconds, that commercial would have ended with, "The world needs more unshakable determination. The world needs more Cowboys." You just don't have that. Didn't have that much time in 30 seconds to do it. But you're right. They're very complementary to one another. Those two concepts.
Well, sounds like you need to make a part two commercial now soon.
I'm not so sure. We'll see what happens. I will say that I think it's going to help us revitalize The World Needs More Cowboys for sure.
It's Chad Baldwin this morning on the Weekday Wake Up from the University of Wyoming. Well, let's jump into a couple of things happening at the university. UW's Webb receives NSFF Career Award to set a relationship between snow melt and stream flow. That's something that really impacts, of course, us here on the western side of the state when we start looking at snowpack and how things are going to work in the spring and summer. Tell us more about this award and what the study is.
You bet, Duke. So Ryan Webb is an assistant professor in our Department of Civil and Architectural Engineering, and he's an expert in the hydrology of snowpack and what it means for our streams, which, as you pointed out, is crucial for, well, of course, Western Wyoming, but all of this part of the country. We live in largely a high desert, mostly in Wyoming. The stream flows from those mountain snowpacks are just so crucial for all aspects of our lives. Agriculture, drinking water in many communities, and tourism, of course, for for our great fisheries and places to take people on boats and river guides, that sort of thing. So it's really important. And Ryan is gonna really dig into working to make sure that the projections for stream flow are more accurate. A lot of that's done through computer modeling, and he's going to really delve into how to make sure that those computer models are accurate.
You know, I look at a study like this, and I think not just Wyoming, but you think of the surrounding states that benefit from Wyoming's snowmelt, especially when you start talking about southern Utah, Las Vegas, and those types of places that benefit from river runoff. And it just goes to show that Wyoming's kind of leading the way again in this type of research to not just benefit the cowboy state, I'm sure this is going to be stuff that's used all over the nation.
Absolutely. It has that potential for sure. And, you know, as a headwater state, a lot, you know, we're relied upon, of course, by a lot of our neighbors and beyond. And having as much accuracy as we can have to understand the way this stuff works is really important.
Well, that kind of goes right into the next topic. It was also been announced that the university has been given the highest level of a research university, and it just goes hand in hand with what we were just talking about. But tell us more about ascending to the highest level of a research university and what that means.
You bet, Duke. The gold standard for years for universities across the country, public and private, is something called the Carnegie Foundation rankings on research level. And they do that in conjunction with the American Council on Education. The very highest level, the highest tier, is called R1, which is a very high research activity. We've been on the cusp of being in that tier for a number of years. We're actually in there now. We've reached the highest level you can reach in this ranking system. We're up there with, you know, the big boys across the country. Just 187 institutions nationwide out of 4,000. So that's just we're in the top 4.8% of the nation's universities. And we talk about research, and research is the primary metric they use, are how much external research funding are you getting, and how many PhD graduates do you produce every year, which, by the way, it's about 100 for UW. But the thing that's really cool is that this is a prestige deal. So essentially, you know, the value of your UW degree goes up because of this. And then, you know, for students, it's very significant because when there's more research happening on campus, there's more opportunity for you to get involved and do this hands-on kind of work. And I would say the University of Wyoming is really unparalleled in that opportunity for undergraduate students to do this.
It really does go to show the commitment that the university has to research and the programs and the students as well. When you compare it to, I'm sure, some of the other top schools in the nation that I would assume have much larger staff, much larger student body, much larger budgets. I mean, it just goes to show the commitment the university has to it to be able to be in the same realm as those other universities.
You bet, Duke. And as we just discussed, we do all kinds of research here. Stuff that's, you know, applies to, you name it, we do it. But our focus really is always on the things that are important for Wyoming, which are energy, agriculture, natural resources. We're doing things now new in artificial intelligence. Biomedical sciences are a niche for us. So it's a real sweeping sort of thing and something we're really celebrating.
That's Chad Baldwin, Director of Marketing and Communications for the University of Wyoming. Chad, it's always a pleasure to touch base and catch up. Anything we missed you'd like to mention today?
Nope, don't think so, Duke. Appreciate it.
Okay, that's all part of the Weekday Wake Up. And Chad Baldwin with the monthly report from UW. It's the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.